So today is Epiphany, and Epiphany, the word means revealing. Epiphany celebrates the star that God revealed to the wise men from the east who come to worship Jesus. We have that right there at our Christmas nativity scene. The wise men are magi in the Bible, or Gentiles, or from the nations. They're foreigners, outsiders. They represent the mission of Jesus to save the world, even in his birth. Christians have kept the celebration of Epiphany as a sign of Jesus is for you and me, for everyone.
今天呢是顯現期，顯現呢個字嘅意思呢係揭示，顯示期呢慶祝呢個顯向博士揭示嗰個耶穌嘅星星。咁頭先牧師提到呢，我哋呢度都有馬蟲嘅，係嘅裝飾喺呢度呢都有表現到出嚟嘅，仲有嚟自東方嘅博士呢係嚟朝拜。 圣婴耶稣，显现期发生喺圣诞节之后。耶稣系世界之光，照耀住每一个人。博士或者我哋叫做贤士咧，系外邦人或者嚟自各个各地嘅，佢哋系外国人、局外人，代表耶稣拯救全世界嘅使命。基督徒将呢次第一次嘅显现期庆祝活动咧，视为耶稣为你、为我同埋为我哋每一个人嘅使命嘅标志。
Epiphany is all about the revealing of Jesus, the true light. The wise men come from the east. In Latin, the word Orient is associated with the word east. The word Orient originally implies rising and revealing. The sun rises and is revealed in the east.
显现期是关于世界之光耶稣嘅显现。博士嚟自东方，喺拉丁文里边咧。 東方同埋東面係相關嘅。東方呢個詞嘅意思咧係上升或者向上，顯露住；而東面咧係顯露太陽升起呢一個意思係喺東面嘅。We
orient ourselves each day, right, to the rising of the sun. Without the sun, there's really no life. The sun, right, rises in the Orient or the East. Traditionally, churches have faced towards the Orient or the East. They've oriented themselves to the East. Jesus rose from the dead in the Middle East. So Christians have risen in worship towards Jesus. As Christians, right, we orient ourselves to the Son of God, Jesus, who rises each day for us with his healing, with his power, with his abundant life for us and for the world.
为我哋嘅导向，为我哋嘅方向。太阳系东边升起，喺传统上面咧，教堂系面向东面嘅，教堂嘅圣坛亦都系面向东面。正如耶稣喺中东里边从死里复活一样，基督徒亦都复活同埋敬拜耶稣。而身为基督徒，我哋将自己定向神嘅儿子耶稣，佢每日都会起嚟升起。
Epiphany orientation, the epiphany of Jesus, right? This day we celebrate our reading from Matthew reveals that our lives arise, that we rise up in Jesus. We're going to look at our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 2 to see this epiphany orientation of our lives, how we rise up in Jesus, to rise up in pondering, in questions, and to rise up in his protection.
显现是一个显现期，系俾我哋一个方向，一个导向。耶稣嘅显现咧，系显示揭示咗我哋嘅生命嘅升起嘅起嚟，有力量，一切都喺耶稣里边。咁我哋睇下今日所读嘅头先读到嘅福音，睇下呢个显现嘅方向，我哋点样喺耶稣里边，系喺耶稣嘅保护里边，系起嚟。
In our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 2, we see this epiphany orientation of our lives in Jesus Christ. It begins with an orientation of pondering or thinking about God, thinking about questions. The wise men show up in Jerusalem. They inquire about Jesus. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Where is he?" Question. We've seen his star when it rose. We have come to worship him.
在我们今天读到的福音马太福音里面，我们看到我们在基督里面所生活的显现的方向是从思考这个方向开始的，是由思考去沉思，好好去思考去考虑去开始的。在思考里面起来崛起，博士出现在耶路撒冷，是去询问耶稣的情况。当时有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷中，他们问生下来做犹太人之王的那一位在哪里？我们在东方看见了他的星，就来朝拜他。
The wise men see the star. There it is. The star leads them to God's word, the scriptures. They ask, where is he who is born king of the Jews? Seeing the star, asking about it, leads them to God's word, the scriptures.
博士呢看到那粒星星，就好像看这个星星那样，是引领他们带到他们去到耶稣那里。在第一次显现的事件里面，他们去思考，引向神的话语，引向圣经。
From our gospel reading, it says, Herod, the king of the time, he was afraid of any talk of a Messiah, which means chosen one. He searches the scriptures, God's word. He was troubled, all Jerusalem with him, assembling the chief priests and the scribes of the people. He inquired, where is the Christ, the Messiah, to be born? They told him, they looked in the prophet. There it is in the Old Testament, in Bethlehem of Judea, as it is written, O little town of Bethlehem in the land of Judah, little you are, yet mighty you will be, for from you will come a ruler. He will be the shepherd, the guide, the leader of his people, Israel.
当时的国王希律王很害怕任何关于这位尼赛亚或者被拣选精选出来的这位的谈论，于是他查考圣经上帝的话语。当希律王听到博士的说话的时候，就惊慌不安，全耶路撒冷的人也与他一起不安。希律就召集了所有的祭司长和民间的经文士，向他们询问基督诞生在哪里。他们对希律说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为藉着先知有这样的记载，犹大之地伯利恒啊，你在犹大的首都首要城都中绝不是最小的，因为将来有一位领袖要从你那里出来，他要牧养我的子民以色列。
The wise men, they ponder, they think about, they ask about this star. There it is. Well, what does this mean? That leads them to open the book of answers, the scriptures. They open it. When they ponder and open God's word, they discover Jesus is the shepherd of his people. Jesus, as the Bible says, is our good shepherd. He leads us always to his salvation, to his power, to his protection.
博士开始思考这个星星，这个上星是升起这么高的星星，去思考是什么意思呢？这个导致希律和其他人去思考和去查考圣经。当他们思考并且打开神的话语的时候，他们发现耶稣是他们子民的仆人，耶稣是一个非常好的仆人，带领他们和我们获得拯救和保护。
This shows that amazing things can happen when we open God's word. When we ask a question of God and go to the answer in God's word, God will meet our question with an answer. Amazing things happen when we ponder and open God's word. What does God's word mean for me today? Where can I find more Jesus in my life? And like the wise men, they see a star which leads them to God's word in Jesus. There are many signs. There are many stars in our life put there by God to point us to God's word in Jesus.
当我们思考并且打开圣经睇神嘅话语嘅时候，奇妙嘅事情就会发生嘅。当我们问问题嘅时候，神就会俾到答案我们。神嘅话对我嚟讲系意味住啲乜嘢呢？喺我们生命里面，点样喺边度可以揾到更多关于耶稣嘅嘢呢？就好似博士一样，佢哋睇到。我们看到他们看到星星引导他们走向神的话语和耶稣，我们生活里面其实都有很多这样的迹象，是会引导带领我们走向神的话语 同埋知道更多关于耶稣嘅事迹。
Let's look at some of the natural signs God gives us. You know, we had a white Christmas here in New York City finally after many years, right? We had snow. We've got beauty even in a city. That's a sign from God. And if we open God's word, we see other signs too, right? We see family and friends for the holidays, signs, gifts that should lead us to God's word. God's word says when we open it, your sins are scarlet red. Absolutely. They're so red. You're in the red in sin. Look at the snow. The snow is white. Your sins are now white, scripture says. Prophet Isaiah, white as the snow. The snow reminds us that our sins are taken away in Jesus. And we are free in Him. When we open God's word, it opens this truth that the gifts of our family, our friends, our money, all that we have are all good gifts, the Bible says, from our Father of lights. Who rains them down on us, who gives them to us that we would open the book and see the connection to God who gives to us. His love for us in Jesus, His Son. This love does not change.
今年呢纽约终于出现了白色的圣诞。留等到地上好靓的雪和家人和朋友一起我们过节也都看这些好靓的装饰的星星。所有这些星星这些标志礼物都是为了引导我们走向神的话语。先知以赛亚的说话话的神的说话话虽然罪孽是深红色的但他们是因为我们救主耶稣的宝血而变得洁白如雪。神的话语向我们揭示了真理将所有美好的礼物家人和朋友最美好的礼物都是等等呢这些全部都是来自上帝。天上之光的父亲他在他的儿子耶稣里面对我们的爱是永远不会改变的。
When we ponder, when we ask of God, we really ask of Him about our lives. When we search scriptures, in good times and in bad, when we struggle to make sense of our situation, why is this happening? When we wrestle with pain and heartache, God's word opens to us. God's word opens to us and there we find the words of Jesus which speak to you and to me, Jesus' words. I am with you always. Don't fear. Don't worry. My peace I give to you, the peace which passes your understanding. But the peace that I give to you lasts forever.
当我们在神的话语里面思考或者寻找耶稣的时候无论是逆境或者顺境当我们努力去理解自己的处境时候与痛苦和心痛去搏斗的时候神的话语永远都在我们的身边神的话语对我们讲出了耶稣的说话我永远与你们同在不要害怕不要担心我的平安神的平安我赐给你。
This epiphany orientation to rise up in pondering, to rise up then to receive God's word and to rise up His protection. In our gospel reading today from Matthew, the wise men orient their lives in Christ. They begin by pondering, going to God's word, which then leads them to receive and be part of God's protection.
这个显示的领向的方向的引向在思考里面是升起是起来奋起去保护在我们今天读的马太福音里面我们看到我们在基督生活的显现的导向是从思考这个方向开始并且导致我们在保护里面是可以起来
The wise men make their way to Jesus even with danger lurking King Herod sees the child Jesus as a threat this chosen one, this Messiah He wants to use the wise men to get to Jesus, to take out Jesus, but you can't do that. God's word remains forever. You can never take away Jesus. He's here for us. The word of God, scripture says, endures forever. And the wise men, right, receive this protection. By God's favor, they travel. They make their way to Jesus.
即使呢是危机潜伏，是非常之危险，啲博士呢都仍然是走向耶稣去走去。希律王将圣婴耶稣视为是威胁这个尼赛亚这个被拣选的 他想利用博士来去除掉耶稣，神的话是永远长存，耶稣神的道成了肉身是永远长存。博士这几位博士，他靠着上帝的恩惠、上帝的保护，他是完全没有问题的前往走向了耶稣。
Our gospel reading says this, behold, the star that they had seen when it rose before them came up again until it came over the house to which the baby Jesus was. The child Jesus is our, and when they see the star, they rejoice exceedingly with great joy. Going into the house, they see Mary, his mother, they fall down and worship him. They open their treasures, gold, frankincense, myrrh, and they're protected. The Bible puts it this way, being warned in a dream not to return to that King Herod, they departed to their country by another way.
在我们今天的福音，我们读到，看那他们在东方看见那火星在前面引导他们，直到那孩子所在的地方就在上边停住了。他们看见那火星，极其欢喜快乐。他们进了屋子，看见那孩子和他的母亲玛利亚在一起，就俯伏拜那孩子，然后打开他们的宝盒，把黄金、乳香和没药作为礼物献给他。他们是受到保护，是来到耶稣这里。他们在梦中得了神的指示，不要回到希律那里去，就从另一条路回到自己的家乡去了。
Amazing things happen when we ponder, we ask about God's word. We open it, we find the answers there. Jesus, God's word is there for us. It fills us with his presence and peace. Amazing things happen when we open God's word and we see how God protects us, just like he protected the wise men. We rise up in pondering to receive God's word, to receive God's protection for us in Jesus Christ.
当我们思考并且打开神的话语的时候，当我们去问问题、去思考、想明白的时候，奇妙的事情就会发生。耶稣神的话语就会在我们的身边，令到我们充满祂的同在和平安。当打开神的话语并且看到神怎样去保护我们的时候，就好像祂当时怎样去保护这些博士，奇妙的事情就会发生。我们在思考里面起来接受神的话语，同埋神喺基督里边俾到我哋嘅保护。
The wise men, right, are led by a star to worship Jesus, God's Son. God sends Jesus, a good shepherd, who shepherds and guides us. That's what shepherds do. They guide, they protect, they lead. To lead the wise men to safety, away from the dangerous King Herod, back to their homes by another way.
就好似博士一样。光之父上帝透过一个星星引导他们，并且敬拜他的儿子耶稣。上帝差遣这个仆人耶稣牧养或者引导博士到平安的地方，好像引导我们一样，远离危险的希律王，从另一条路回到他们家。
We rise up each day to go our way with the power of Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God's word, it says, is a lamp to our feet, a guide for our paths. Just think about the many ways that we have come, which have led us to this new year, 2025, all by the Father of lights who guides us in Jesus, his good shepherd. God guides and leads us each and every day. And God ultimately, right, he'll lead us from this veil of tears, as scripture says, from this life, finally to heaven, to the life to come, the life everlasting. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives.
我们每天都起来，是靠着耶稣的力量走向我们的路，走我们的路。耶稣是道路、真理、生命。神的话语呢，是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。正如光和星是支付上帝引导这些博士回家一样，上帝每日都喺度引领我哋，去引导我哋。神最终引导我哋离开死亡，进入永生。即使我哋走过死亡之谷，我哋嘅好仆人耶稣仍带领我哋走向永生。良善嘅同埋怜悯嘅将陪伴我哋一生。
Remember, that word epiphany means revealing. And if you look at our gospel reading, we got a lot revealed about Jesus there, don't we? He's the Messiah, the chosen one. He's the Savior of the world. He's the shepherd who leads and protects us. Wise men come and see that rising star. They come from the east. The word east related to the word orient in English, which means rising. There's power to rise up in God's word, to receive his presence and protection of Jesus, our good shepherd, who leads us always.
请记住, 显现这个字的意思呢, 我们看见耶稣揭示到是谁, 尼赛亚, 世界救世主, 我们的仆人。 博士从东方来看到升起的星, 东面这个词和东方这个词是有关的, 意思是升起上升, 我们有力量站起来, 去打开神的话语, 接受神和耶稣的拯救的临在, 有力量可以站起来, 起身, 并且接受永远引领我们的好仆人, 耶稣的保护。
So, the first Christians many, many years ago, they spoke Latin, they didn't speak Ingwen or Zhongwen. They had a name in Latin for the way they prayed to God. It was called the Rising Prayer in Latin. The first way that we know Christians prayed in art is like this. We might pray like this for humility and focus, but they prayed like this. The Rising Prayer, they called it. That's still the way we pray in church. I represent us to God. I rise up, rising up in God's power and his protection. And you know, a lot of people pay a lot for protection. Insurance prices go up every year. We've got it right here. The early Christians had it. They rised up. They received his power, his providence, his protection. That was the way they prayed. It was a stance of faith. We still just pray this way. Our hearts and hands open to receiving all God's power in Jesus.
在很多世纪之前，早期嘅基督徒系罗马与同拉丁语嘅地区。牧师话，当时我哋当然唔系讲中文或者英文啦，佢哋系讲罗马语或者拉丁文嘅。而佢哋向上帝祈祷嘅方式咧，系有一个特别嘅名字嘅。佢哋叫做系奥兰或者奥兰祈祷嘅意思，亦都系话大打开双臂。 系起嚟去祷告，向上帝伸出。而今日咧，好似牧师话，当佢为我哋祷告嘅时候，当喺圣坛嘅时候咧，佢仍然喺教堂里边仍然系咁样去祈祷嘅。咁而我哋咧系另一个方式，好多年嚟我哋都系咁样去祷告，系因为系我哋嘅人嘅方式去咁样做法，喺现今嘅时候。但牧师话呢一个就系早期啲基督徒去祷告，佢哋张开佢哋嘅手。
It's a new year, you're right. A new year, 2025. New years are always a good time to ponder and reflect on the ways that we have been protected by God. The ways that God has guided us by Jesus, the Good Shepherd. To ponder anew, as it says in Scripture, the ways the Holy Spirit leads us to God's Word for our peace, for our comfort. The saving message of Jesus, that he is our shepherd and our savior.
咁今年呢，新嘅一年到咗啦，而家係2025年，亦都係反思我哋天父喺耶稣里边去引导我哋嘅所有嘅方式嘅好时机，重新去思考圣经引导我哋神嘅话语，圣经里边去聆听同埋接受耶稣嘅信息嘅所有方式。佢係我哋嘅仆人，佢係我哋嘅救主。
Like for the wise men, like for us, right? God provides ways of protection. And even when it seems our way is lost, God's way for us is there in Jesus. This is the Epiphany orientation, to orient our prayers in this rising power of God. You could start tomorrow. It's always good, right? You rise up from bed. Rise up also. Take a little bit of God's word. Open it up. There you'll find God's protection again for you on Monday to Friday and beyond. To rise up each day, to ponder how he's protected you and guided you and is with you with his power. As we say in church on Sunday with communion, right? Lift up your hearts. Lift them up each day Lift them up to the Lord.
就好似博士一样，上帝为我们提供了保护的方法。即使我们在道路上有时似乎是迷失，神是仍然提供基督的道路。主在这个显现期是引领我们，将我们祷告和生活导向基督里面。明天开始在新的一日的某个时刻，起来打开神的话语，打开圣经，再去看看，这样我们在神的话语里面有的力量可以奋起，免受所有任何的伤害或者危险。起来去思考祂的保护和力量，高举你的心，我们将祂高举到神的面前。阿们。